Jim, the new and improved Newtown Coles opened yesterday, revealing never-before-seen features for Hobart shoppers, including, get this, Tasmania's first pick-and-mix treat bar just for dogs. Please welcome from Coles, Meg Rayner. G'day, Meg.
Hello. How exciting is this?
Meg, can I say what I'm really excited about first is Nathan, I live in Leather Valley. And Meg, I've been stung multiple times that Coles was shut for a while. I'll be honest, I kept forgetting. I'd swing in. I'd walk up those steps.
We're just making it bigger and better than ever before, and we think you'll be pretty chuffed with the final result.
Well, I haven't been there yet. So.
I did something even more stupid. At least Jimmy drove past, noticed it was closed. I stood at the doors for about 5 minutes. I thought they were just slowly opening.
No, just doing a big polish on our store, and it is. We're very obviously thankful to our customers and to you guys for your patience. But yeah, the new store is just absolutely bonza. We think it's going to be fantastic for customers and pets.
Absolutely. Well, this is the thing, and we're so pumped to get in here, but can you tell us about Tasmania's first pick-and-mix treat bar for dogs? This is insane. How is this going to work?
Okay, so basically, it's like your pick-and-mix candy bar that you'd have at the movies, but it's got snacks for dogs. Little bones, chicken bites, kangaroo tails, all kinds of little bits and pieces, because, I mean, I've got a border collie myself, and she's picky, so you hate to buy a whole bag of treats for her to have one and turn her nose up.
Okay.
So this way, your dog can have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so you figure out which their favourite one is, because they can't tell you, obviously, unless they try it.
Well, Meg, I was going to ask, with the pick and mix, are the dogs going in and picking their own stuff? Like, is it designed for the dogs to get the treats out? Yeah, can dogs go in store?
We haven't introduced pet-friendly registers yet, so until we have those, we'd love for humans to do it. So it is obviously aimed at owners, yeah.
Do you advise or maybe tell people not advise people, do you, like, if I go in there, should I taste it first for, you know, just to see, oh, yeah, this feels pretty good before I give it to the dog?
So here's the thing. We know that owners from Newtown shoppers love to spoil their pooches, right? Yeah. So they actually spend 10% more on their pets compared to the average Coles customer in Newtown.
Mm.
So we don't obviously advocate that you love your pet that much you try their treats.
Okay, that's good to know.
But maybe just try one or two, take them home for the dog to try, and then come back. So yeah, maybe don't try them in the aisle, take them home.
Yeah, stop doing that. Jimmy keeps opening, like, dog food in the aisle and trying to scoop it out.
It's a real... people steal grapes.
And it looks fantastic, so I can see the appeal. Yeah.
Some people steal grapes. Jimmy goes for the pedigree.
Yeah, because they don't suspect you know what I mean? They're all keeping an eye on the fresh produce. People stealing grapes, I'm stealing pow.
Meg, the one thing I'm worried about with this is... So my partner, Meg, right, she loves human pick and mix, like, to the point where it's sickening and I have to limit her ability to go and find pick and mixes.
I mean, it must be something to do with the name, because I'm the same.
You're the same, okay.
Love it. Love it.
Okay, well, I understand your pain and I understand your addiction, but the thing I'm worried is, now that we've introduced a pick and mix for dogs, are they going to become addicted to this kind of thing, and we're going to get some chubby rolling dogs around trying to break into Coles Newtown?
Look, it's summer. Well, it's almost summer. So I'd hope people are getting out there and exercising their pets so that they can enjoy these special treats on top of a balanced diet.
Mm.
These are treats. These aren't a replacement for your dog food. You know, my dog gets a treat when she does the right thing, you know, when she wees outside instead of inside. Well done. Have half a carrot. So this is, you know, a different option for people to give their pets a little reward, you know, if they sit when they're crossing the road or if they... you know, do little tricks. It's you know, it's a little bit of fun. Why not? And they've been so popular over in Melbourne and Sydney, where we've opened them as well. They are in, people love their pets. We just know that they love their pets. And, I mean, we've seen a 50% spike in the amount of people, in the amount of money that customers are spending on their pets compared to just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of proud pet, you know, dog mums and dog dads out there that are happy to spend a little extra on their pooch.
Okay,
just anything, just quickly, Meg, before we let you go, because obviously it's a whole new Coles, and I don't have a dog at the moment. I have been a dog owner. I own Nath at the moment, and what treat could I get from Coles to give to Nath when he wees outside instead of on our carpet?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a beautiful store. So one of the things we've introduced is fresh flatbread, which is made on site. So you can make yourself a nice wrap, We've expanded the deli, so there's stacks of local and international cheeses. We've got heaps more fresh produce, and we have so much beautiful Tassie-grown fresh meat and produce in this store. It is jam-packed.
What, what do you think of that, boy? You like that?
It's good. Like, we've got local Tassie lamb chops, roasts and cutlets.
Oh, no, he's not that good, Meg. No, he's not
I'm
that
so going to wee outside. This is going to be good.
Meg, thank you so much.
Awesome. I'm going to sneak this in as well.
Oh, go ahead.
The team there are absolutely phenomenal. There's 130 people working in this store, and we've created 35 new jobs for this new store.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
Thank
Love
you
that.
For your Love patience that. While we improved it. But lots of new Coles team members. On in their red polos and ready to go to work.
Love that. Meg, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming on the show. Of course, the new improved Newtown Coles opened yesterday. There is a dog pick and mix. Go to it, Meg. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a nice day.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.